Let's ask the Lord's blessing on this gathering. Heavenly Father, we come to thee in our Lord Jesus' name. We thank thee for the one who loved us and gave himself for us. We thank thee for his love that moved him to come down from heaven, to give up his life on the Calvary for us. And tonight, we know there are some of our listeners that are still out of Christ. They still do not know the Savior. And yet, we pray, Lord, that in thy mercy, thou would speak to their souls. Help them to their souls to be opened up, as Lydia of old, to understand and receive the word directly from thyself. We pray that thy Holy Spirit would take control and would guide each phrase, each look, each word for thine own glory, we pray in our Lord Jesus' name. Amen. Now we'll read two verses in the prophecy of Isaiah, Isaiah 53. We'll read of a sacrifice that was prophesied many years before Christ came to earth. Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. But the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now, we will read some of the words of our Lord Jesus, the Son of God. In Luke, Gospel written by Luke, chapter 18. Luke 18, verse 9. Also he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man, the last one, went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Verse 16, but Jesus called them to him and said, let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. And then lastly, two more verses in Romans, a letter written to the Romans. Chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 6. For when we were still without strength, in due time, in God's time, Christ died for the ungodly. Now, my friend, we began reading from a prophecy that was given to the Jewish nation, to the Hebrews. It was said that there would be a Savior from sin, and that this Savior would be wounded and crushed. And many years later, that is what happened. God sent his own Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And tonight, it's about him that we would like to tell you tonight. He told a story of two men, a Pharisee, one that was recognized for his religion. Nowadays, we use the term Pharisee to describe someone that is, what word could we use? A trickster, maybe. Someone that is a hypocrite. But in that day, a Pharisee was respected as a member of the religion. He was a very good person. But the Bible tells us that this man goes to the temple where he believed God dwelt. And what did he say? It says that he prayed with himself. His prayer didn't even reach the roof of the temple. It was a simple prayer, but he was praying with himself. And my friend, tonight, what is your prayer to God? Do you realize that if you come to God as this man did, telling God that you're a good person, as he did, he said, well, we could read the things that he was, right? I thank thee, he said, that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. He's like, that guy, he's a bad one. I give tithes of all that I possess. I fast twice a week. But my friend, God did not hear that prayer. And tonight, if you really want to meet God, you cannot come as this man came, telling God what you are, because God did not hear that prayer. But we also read of another man, a tax collector. He was despised by his society, a man that wouldn't want to be seen outside at night. He might get shot. That's the kind of person, an extortioner, a fraudster, the kind of person that we despise. But the Lord Jesus spoke of this man as being a man who didn't get close to the temple because he realized, I am a sinner and I deserve to be punished. But standing afar off, he didn't even lift his eyes to heaven. Beating on his breast, he said, God be merciful to me, a sinner. What he was saying is, oh God, treat me in light of the sacrifice. He knew that there was a sacrifice. Yes, there's sacrifices daily in the temple, but he was talking about one sacrifice. And my friend, there's only one that God sees as valid for him. And it's the one that we read of. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Yes, this man understood it. That sacrifice is for me. And my friend, what's more, the prophet also tells us that each one of us is like sheep going astray. So this man, this righteous religious man, he didn't realize it, but he had his own way. And what does the Bible tell us about our own ways? Each of our ways takes us away from God, not closer. That's why this poor man, recognizing his sin, cried out for mercy. Cried out to be seen in light of that sacrifice. Because the Bible also tells us But the Lord laid on him, on his own son, the iniquity of us all. Jesus took it on the cross. God laid it on him, and he paid. His sacrifice is enough. It's enough for God. Is it enough for you? Is it enough that he loved you so much? We've read, sung those words of that woman. She says, let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. She realized that for years she had turned from the God that she had heard of, trying to find her own way, trying to behave well in order to be pleasing to God. And yet she realized this was not enough. And my friend, there's one difference between what the world wants you to know and what God does. The world will tell you, do this, do that, do something else. God says, it's done. My son paid for everything. All you got to do is receive it. Cry out for mercy as this man did. And as this woman says, trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face, heal my wounded, broken spirit, save me by thy grace. We read in Romans 5 verse 1, justified freely by his grace. How do we have justification? This man, this poor sinner, he recognizes sin. He cried for mercy in light of sacrifice. And the Lord Jesus said, this man descended to his house justified. He didn't go back merely forgiven. He didn't go back merely with a document that said, well, you're okay for now, but don't do anything else wrong. No. He went to his house justified, declared righteous by a holy God. And how can God do that? How can God do that? Because, my friend, he laid on his son the iniquity of us all. And the moment we receive that truth and understand he died for me, we can be justified just like this man was. We also read, for when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. And again, you see, it's not the righteous of earth. It's the ungodly. It's the ones that recognize their sin and know they're too weak to save themselves that can get saved, because Christ died for the ungodly. My friend, tonight, we would plead with you that you would turn to Christ, the only one who loves you, because as we have read, he died for the ungodly. May the Lord bless his word.